Welcome back to another edition of Pick 6 brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. Let's get to the questions. Our first one comes from Corey. How long is the Vikings organization going to continue to play Christian Ponder at quarterback? The Vikings are obviously invested in Christian Ponder. They spent a first-round pick on him, 12th overall, just 2 years ago. It's fair to be concerned about his development off of what he and the offense have done the past couple of months, but it's unfair to give up on Christian already. I think the best course of action is to stay invested in Christian Ponder, continue to put good players around him. Remember, the first month of this season, Christian didn't have any turnovers, and he was one of the NFL's highest rated passers with one of the highest completion percentages. We've seen Christian Ponder play well before. I think he can do it again. It also won't hurt when Percy Harvin comes back into the mix. Our next question comes from David in El Paso, Texas. With the recent struggles we have had in the passing game, do you believe Bill Musgrave is the right coordinator for the job? Yeah, I do believe Bill is the right coordinator for the job. Let's remember, no one was complaining about the Vikings offense or the play calling or the schemes in the first month of the season when the Vikings started 4-1. I don't think Bill has suddenly forgotten how to call plays or how to design offenses. He's not completely absent of blame. Everyone needs to look in the mirror and decide that they need to improve, but Bill is the right man for the job. Our next question comes from Robert in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Do you think the coaches and front office should start to look outside to see if we should bring in some help at wide receiver? I do think the Vikings are going to address the wide receiver position, but I think it's going to be this offseason through free agency and mostly through the draft. I don't think you're going to see the Vikings make a big splash in free agency with a wide receiver here at the end of the season. You're not going to find many difference makers out on the street right now. If they were such good players, they'd be on teams. So don't look for a big name to join the team this late in the season, but I do anticipate the Vikings addressing wide receiver in the offseason. Our next question comes from Henry in Minneapolis. With the Vikings needing help at wide receiver, why not put Joe Webb out there instead of having him on the sidelines? I get this question a lot, and I agree. Joe Webb's athleticism, you can't question it. He's one of the most athletic players on the field, and he's dangerous with the ball in his hands. But I think it's unfair to expect Joe Webb to run out onto the field and just play wide receiver and be productive at this stage in the season. Remember, he's been training at quarterback for the last 2+ seasons, so there's no way he can go out there and live up to expectations as an NFL wide receiver. If he worked on it and practiced it, maybe he could do it. I don't doubt anything with Joe Webb, but to expect him to come out into the season at week 12 and play wide receiver, I think that's unfair. Our next question comes from Brian in St. Paul. I was wondering why we sat Adrian Peterson the next 3 plays after his 82-yard touchdown run against Green Bay. That was the last series of the first half for the Vikings, and here's the thing. After an 82-yard touchdown run, the player, Adrian, obviously he's going to be tired and winded. When you're tired, that's where you make a mental mistake, that's where you fumble, you can miss a block, or you could even get injured. When you have a backup the caliber of Toby Gerhart, you have the luxury of sitting your starter for a series after he's a little bit winded. I had no problem with Toby Gerhart being in the game at that stage in the first half after Adrian's long run. Our last question comes from Jonas in Arlington, Texas. With such a hard schedule coming up and being in 9th place in the NFC, is it time to pack up and start thinking about next year? No way, there's too much football left to be played. They're 500, 6-6 with 4 games to go, and 2 of them are against division opponents. The Vikings are very much in the NFC playoff picture. That'll do it for this week's edition of Pick 6, but remember, go to Vikings.com and vote for your favorite players to go to this year's Pro Bowl. And remember, the Vikings and the Bears will play Sunday at noon at Mall of America Field. Can the Vikings avenge an earlier season loss to the Chicago Bears? I think they can. Don't miss the game. It starts at noon, and you can catch it on the Vikings Radio Network. And you can catch next week's edition of the Pick 6. Send your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and we'll see you next week.